Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you?
Listen, if I was any better, no, you don't like that one. I'm frightening. I am. How's that?
It works. It works. Hey, I want to post, is a new improved model of you possible? And will you allow it?
Well,
do you remember?
I love that one.
Oh, good. Good. I don't know if I love it, though. I mean, that mental image that you start off with in the article, hitting my foot with a hammer over and over again, that doesn't sound very pleasant at all.
Well, I got your attention with it, didn't I?
Well, I'll tell you, here's what got my attention. What idiot would do it more than once?
Well, I was thinking of, you know, like the Chinese torture method, you know, where they tie you down and just drip water on your forehead, one little drop at a time, and after about a half an hour, it feels like an intense, you know, banging on your head. Well, so that's what I was thinking. I just didn't articulate it very well. You know, I was thinking with a very small hammer, just do it, you know. So anyway, I screwed up. I didn't communicate too well.
Oh,
well,
either way,
again,
Chinese,
right?
Torture test or hammer on the foot or hammer just about anywhere, you can forget that. You're just proving to everybody how crazy you are.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. So, I mean, the main theme of your article, is something we've talked about before, but I think you're taking it from a little bit of a different perspective. You've got kind of like an expanded view on it, which is, the passage in, I think it's in Genesis somewhere. I don't remember exactly where the Lord, whoever that is, comes down and confuses everyone's language and scatters them far and wide because they're too close to being able to achieve
anything they want.
Yeah, anything they want. And so we've talked about that before, but you're kind of coming at it from just a little bit of a different perspective here. Would you mind expanding that different perspective?
Well,
hammering yourself with a hammer will help us get there.
I want to say this to you. I really have the same perspective. So you're seeing it from a different perspective, and I would like to hear your perspective, and then maybe we can stir up a little stuff between us.
Well, what I picked up, and it's very subtle. You're not slamming it in my face, is that the confusion is not just one man to the next man, but the confusion's also internally as well, where we get confused with our different parts, so to speak. Our body says, yeah, woohoo, this is fun, but our mind is saying, no, don't do it. It's going to hurt tomorrow, you know, that kind of internal confusion. So it doesn't just... it's not just when you and I talk and bump heads against each other's different language choices and understanding and interpretation of words and whatever, but it's also internally. We have the same confusion within.
And you and I have discussed this. I don't know if I've written extensively about it or not, or if we've ever... you do have this one recorded, I'm assuming. This is going to be a podcast, is it?
Yeah.
Well... The thing is that everybody doesn't know, but most of cutting edge, quote, personal growth types, know and broadcast pretty loudly and broadly on the internet, at least, that, unless we get our subconscious in gear, no matter what we say or declare with our conscious mind, if our subconscious isn't in, I'm going to use the word correlation with it or confluence with it or congruent with it, if it isn't aligned with it, then we're not going to get anywhere. And you and I have kind of dabbled in this whole thought over the past year at least, and it's, I would have to say it's help both of us transcend some of our old habits that we used to have and weren't even aware of. Am I right or am I wrong?
I agree, but I'm not quite sure what that has to do with the Lord coming down and confusing language.
Well, okay, here's the point. The point is many of us have come from a religious perspective or background that our subconscious part of our mind, and I like something you said to me the other day, I don't imagine you want to get into that right now, but unless I may, because I love it.
It's a distraction. You're going to make a point, and I want you to get on with the point. Then we can go switch to that if you like.
Well, now that you interrupted me, I don't know what point it was. Let's see.
The point is that we're
not communicating even within ourselves, let alone with other people. That's the point you made, and that's the point. I'm coming from there. We can't really even do anything because our internal language is as confused as our external language, which is what you just said. And I'm just reiterating it. So now can I switch?
I still want to stay on this Tower of Babel. Confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. I mean, that's what it says, but you're expanding the context of that to an internal mode as well.
Yes.
Okay, and what led you to that? That's what I'm curious about. How did you arrive at that correlation? Because the two, you know, external and internal, and then maybe it's my own limitation, my own perception that's limited here. I don't understand how internal and external are the same here, because what I read is he's talking about external, there. In other words, multiple people communicating with each other. So help me out.
Well,
help, Brad.
What triggered it is, I guess, because I'm not sure. I've said this before, and maybe a lot of people don't realize it. I just gave somebody a copy of my old book, Treasure Chest, Unlocking Your Treasure Chest, that you published in 2010. And the lady said, "This has changed my life." And that was just yesterday, you know. I mean, it's like, wow. And I said, "How has it changed your life?" "I never saw things from this perspective." Well, a little more getting to it was, she comes from a very religious background, a heavily religious background, and really still is, but she had not seen things because her own internal upbringing wouldn't let her see things. I have that same problem. I don't know of anybody that doesn't have that same problem. We have opinions that we're stuck with, and, you know, we've learned several pattern interrupts to interrupt that junk so we get off of it. And what is it? We want to listen to what you call source and I call our spirit parent and get out of this nonsense and the limitations of our internal conversations. You know, we babble all the time internally, and it's all, you know, stuff that is buried in that part of our mind that's not aware of, you know, so many things, yet goes on and on and on. And so it's an internal conversation. So it is language. And, you know, some people are even saying, Dr. Bruce Lipton, kind of the famous biologist, he didn't coin the phrase, but he's heavily into the science of epigenetics, which means you can even rewrite your DNA, and they've proven that through experiment. We're not stuck with what we, heart attacks run in my family. You can rewrite that literally by how you think and in how you speak and how you train your subconscious to accept language, and how we accept a different language to train our subconscious with, or that part of us that isn't aware. So we really are, I think it does apply now that you've got me alerted to where you're coming from with it. I think it applies perfectly. We basically are close, and this is where you and I differ, I think, but I say human beings are close to being unlimited when they learn to overcome some of their limited, one guy, I'm going to say it, one guy, he coined the term rules, and he means by that bullshit rules. I think it's an excellent statement. We've all grown up with all kinds of rules that don't mean diddly squat, and yet we're stuck in them, and like we're stuck with our opinions, and that stuff goes on internally and often unknown to us, and until we learn to bring some of that stuff to the surface and get rid of it, we don't communicate with our inner selves. So I think it's the same thing. That's where I'm coming from. Yeah, I'm stuck with it.
Okay, no problem. When you're talking, and yeah, you probably went a little bit further than what I needed to go, but to get there. But maybe you went far enough for some other people. And my issue with this is I tend to read things and take their literal meaning, because I'm going with my conscious mind, which is what do you call that? Reading comprehension. You know, we're trained in school for 12 years and more that reading comprehension will be the success of your scholastic life, and you're looking at this story, the Tower of Babel story, as a metaphor for communication, period, whether it be internal, external. It's a metaphor for communication, and it's not, you know, there's not necessarily some guy called the Lord that went down and took everybody and cast a wand at them all and said, you go left, you go right. You know, it's a metaphor, right? A metaphor for something that happened. And we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know exactly whether there was a real tower or the tower is a metaphor for our internal structure, our internal thought processes, our internal belief systems. I mean, you're absolutely right. This is an apropos metaphor.
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
Well,
that was brilliant.
Don't you always?
Yes, that's true. That's brilliant. I don't know why you bother to interview me. I think you should just, I think you need to get a radio program and say, well, here's this idiot that I publish his stuff because it's so meaningful to me, but he doesn't even know what he's thinking about. So, but that was brilliant. I think one of the lies, it's like you are what you eat. Well, no, I'm not what I eat because I'm a spirit occupying this body bag that has a tendency to be what it eats. If
I'd have to be a cannibal to be what I eat.
Well, the point is, it's a lie. It's a lie if you look at it from a different point of view. And, you know, we're learning more and more and more that half of what we learned in our educational systems, and I don't know why the U.S. hasn't picked up on it. We're so far behind Europe and other countries that our educational system sucks, and you just named part of the reason for it. You know, reading comprehension, this is so important. Well, yeah, it can be if that's how you learn. But the problem is few of us learn that way. And, you know, that's why kids are bored with school. They don't go to school and, you know, play hooky or whatever. And it's because we haven't learned all the different ways to help people learn the way they're geared to learn, the way the individual
babble
is geared. So anyway, I what you said was, took me by storm.
Okay.
Why
well, then now that we've stormed, it's time to say goodbye.
Really? Oh, nuts. I was just getting warmed up. Can't I say, you're not going to let me switch gears. You're going to wait till I write about it. Okay.
You got it.
Okay. I got it pretty good this time, didn't I? Sometimes I think you get it just a slight bit irritated with me when I don't shut up. Like right now, I'm babbling on when you want to quit. I quit.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Love you, man.